次的哈，我们这是第二次，上一次在六月份的时候，我们有一次的也是第一部分的讲习的。
So this is a continuation of the first session in June, and this is the second session.
那主题我们把它定作从不信到真信的栽培。
And the topic today is cultivation of belief from unbelief.
就是说，从一个慕道者他来接触福音，到最后能够受洗成为主耶稣的门徒。就是一段栽培的工作。
And it takes a work of cultivation for an unbeliever to become a believer.
那这段时间因人而异，长短因人而异，就是有些人可能需要长，有人可能比较短。
And some people might need a longer time, while others will take shorter time.
但是目标都一样，我们要让这个来接触福音的人最后能够很相信。基督就是我们的救主，这个就是我们在世上应该要追求的方向。
And but we all have the same goal, which is that we hope that the person who come to believe can, in the end, firmly believe that Lord Jesus Christ is his or her savior.
所以，computer 怎么不会 work？ 那所以我们上次。我们上次已经有经过我记得应该是到第十几个要怎么样跳出来对啊不是这个是 Mr. 是因为在这里这样子可以了。我们对，我们上一次这个很我们很快速把上一次我们所谈的再复习一下。
So now let's do a review from the last session.
因为我们谈跟进工作，主要是针对慕道者跟初信的。
So when we talk about the work of follow up, well, we are emphasizing on.Unbelievers and also true seekers and also those who are newly baptized.
那如果是信徒之后，我们就是这个就变成是教会的访问牧养的部分了。
So after they become believers, then the work will pass on to the pastoral department.
所以根据马太福音二十八章主耶稣最后升天以前跟门徒所说的那段话。
So according to Matthew chapter 28, before Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, he said to his disciples,
就是要把主的道理教训他们明白。
And you have to pass on the word of the Lord to them and let them understand.
所以这段话主耶稣是这样说的。
And this is what Lord Jesus Christ said to them.
马太福音的最后两节。
The book of Matthew, the last two verses.
他说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And you go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
二十节说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Verse 20, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, ever to the end of the age.
所以你看第十九节就是对慕道者的，我们要去让万民做主的门徒，让他们能够接受主的名的施洗。
And verse 19 is talking about the true seekers that you have to baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, the Holy Spirit.
那这个名字就是耶稣嘛，奉主的名洗礼的。
So this name is Lord Jesus Christ.
然后洗礼之后，凡主耶稣所吩咐的都要教训他们遵守。
And after they receive baptism, all the things that all the teachings from Lord Jesus Christ, they have to observe.
所以这个就是。对初信者刚受洗的人的牧养重点。
And this is the key point for the newly baptized members.
好，那如果看哥罗西书第一章第二十八节。
If that's turn to Colossians chapter 1 verse 28.
那我们对初信的人刚已经受洗进入主耶稣这个恩门的，那接下去呢，就是要。用智慧把他们好好的教导他们。
But for those who are newly baptized, when they enter into this door of grace, we have to continue to use the word of God to teach them.
所以要 这边是要浇灌真理。
And over here is talking about showering down of the truth.
要坚固他们的信心。
And you have to build up their faith.
然后让他们能够真的在灵性上成长，从婴孩变大人。
So that they can grow spiritually from a spiritual baby to a spiritual adult.
然后之后呢，可以真的参与服事。
So then they eventually they can join the holy work.
就好像我们今天孩子长大以后，一定会参与服事工作的。
And just like when a young baby grow up, they will start to help out on holy work.
那这样子，我们就是把这个人完完全全的引到神面前去的。
So by doing so, we truly bring this person in the presence of the Lord.
好，那我们也谈到那个对慕道者的跟进内容应该是包括哪些哈
？And then we also talk about when we do the workout follow up, what are the contents?
一定一开始一定是我们的基本信仰。
And the first step is to talk about our basic beliefs.
就是我们教会的神官耶稣基督是谁
？So it's first to talk about the divine nature of God. Who is this Lord Jesus Christ?
为什么教会这么重要
？And why is this so important?
为什么要读圣经
？Talk about church and why do we have to read Bible?
为什么我们需要持守救恩，要能够保持圣洁
？And why we have to hold on to salvation and keep ourselves holy?
啊，一直跟教会有保持联系，不能够信到一半就走掉了。
And then we have to continue to be in contact with the church. We cannot believe halfway and then left the church.
啊，最后一定要有一个盼望，是等候耶稣再来。
And in the end, we need to have this hope, which is the hope to wait for the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，这个都是我们的基本信仰。
So all these are our basic beliefs.
然后接下来，当然我们要鼓励他们能够真的有信心靠神。
And also we need to encourage them to have faith and then to rely on God.
因为听到福音的人有福了。
Because those who hear the gospel, they are blessed.
但是福气更多是来自于去行道理。
But you can receive even more blessing when you act, when you follow the gospel with action.
所以听到还要行道理啊。
So after you hear the truth, you have to put it into action.
这个需要信心呢。
And this takes faith.
好。那第三个部分接下去就是如果真的有信心在生活上有体验接下去通常就是要领受这个重生的喜。
So after you have faith and you have experience in your daily life, then it's the baptism of regeneration.
那要进到能够接受洗礼哈，通常祷告是一个很大的关键。
And in order to receive baptism, the key is prayer.
因为慕道者他如果不愿意祷告哈，通常很难在信仰上有真的有体验。
Because if a true seeker is unwilling to pray, it's very hard for them to have experience.
我们其实各教会我们都会发现这样的一些慕道者，这样的慕道者。
And in different churches can see this kind of true seeker.
他很喜欢听道理啊。
That they love to hear the truth.
因为道理就好像别人准备好给他喂给他吃东西啊。
Because hear the truth is like someone spoon feeding you.
啊。那如果是讲一些见证啊，很有趣的啊，就好像喝奶一样，很简单啊，听了可以哈哈大笑的。
And then sometimes when you hear the testimony, it's very easy, just like drinking milk, and then you can also laugh about it.
但是如果道理，哎，很多人喜欢听道理，因为道理很好，道理都是听得好，他觉得哎，这别的地方没有听过。
So lots of people like to enjoy listening the truth because they cannot hear this kind of truth anywhere else.
但是要祷告，真的就不要了。
But when it comes to prayer, they are reluctant.
因为祷告是我们个人跟神直接的这种灵里的沟通。
Because prayer is a spiritual communion between the person and God.
一开始的时候好像对空气讲话一样。
Because at first it feels like you are praying to the air.
但是其实神在听，这个就是要用要持续不断的去相信，然后去体验主耶稣会听我们祷告。
But actually God is listening, but you have to continue to pray and continue to have experience in prayer and believe that Lord Jesus Christ is listening to your prayer.
所以当这个慕道者他不愿意祷告的时候，通常在信仰上的成长就会很慢。
So usually when the true seeker is unwilling to pray, they grow very slow in their spiritual life.
那要洗礼这个就很小心了。
And then, so if you want to baptize them, you have to be very careful.
我想我们教会已经有这样一个经验了。
And I believe we already have this experience.
一定要在祷告上愿意下功夫才行。
That you need to be willing to spend time in prayer.
好，那如果受洗了，真的受洗来了。
So if they really receive baptism,
那我们就需要帮助他们哦，认识教会里面的这些同龄哦。
Then we have to help them to know the church and the members.
然后知道 教会的生活，教会的规矩。
And to know about the life in the church and also the rule of the church.
因为受洗完之后，教会的生活就是我们生活的一部分，很重要的。
Because after we receive baptism, the life of the church is part of life.
因为你看每一周安息周来教会，
so、
至少啊
you have, ，at least you have to come to observe the Sabbath every week.
教会附近的，我们教会，你看常常都有活动。几乎每一个礼拜都有教会的活动。
And then every week we have some kind of seminar activities.
所以也就是说，除了我们的家庭、我们的工作之外，教会就变成我们生活当中一定很重要的部分。
So other than our family and also our career, church is also a very important part of our life.
所以要能够真的适应教会的生活，才能够真的融入这个团体。
And they have to be able to adapt the life of church and then to really come into unity with the church.
就是第一个重点。
And that's the first point.
第二个重点就是要提醒，在信仰里面就是属灵的征战。
And the second point is to remind them that in the spiritual life, this is a spiritual battle.
那在信仰的过程当中遇到艰难是难免的。
And then it is inevitable to encounter difficulties in this journey of faith.
那魔鬼有时候会在我们路上放一些石头。
And sometimes,
要绊倒我们。
In this journey, Satan will put stones or blocks to stumble us.
所以不能够被魔鬼骗了。
So we should not be deceived by Satan.
要用信心去抵挡他。
That we have to fight them with faith.
那这个时候，通常初信者对这方面的看见很浅，就是很少人能够我们了解。
And for the newly believers, they sometimes they don't understand this or they don't have the experience.
这是为什么我们。信徒哈要彼此帮助，特别要提醒他们这一点。
So that's why, as members, we have to help one another and also remind them of this point.
因为我们在教会久了，我们看的比较多。
Because, as we in church longer, that we see more things.
我们比较知道魔鬼的一些诡计了。
And we know what are the some of the strategies of Satan.
不能够被魔鬼骗了。
So we should not be deceived from.
比如说《哥林多后书》第一章啊，第二章啊。
Let's into Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第二章。
Second Corinthians chapter two.
第二章，这是保罗他写信的时候，他特别提到说，有些信徒做错事犯罪了哈，被责备了。好了，这个人如果被责备悔改就好了，就要原谅他了。
So in Second Corinthians chapter two, Paul said, if some members they sin and then they're rebuked, then
第七节那里说。
Verse 7, so that on the contrary, you ought rather forgive and comfort him for those who fall into sin.
就是怕他说哦，这个信徒哦，忧愁太过分，然后最后就被魔鬼吞吃了。
Lest perhaps such a one be swallowed up with too much sorrow.
啊，所以教会对这些信徒的那个处理哈，会影响到信徒对教会的这个信心。
So the way the church handle these things will affect the members' faith to our church.
那第十一节他特别说。
And verse 11.
他说免得魔撒旦趁着机会胜过我们，因为我们并会不晓得他的诡计。
Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
哦，所以就算教会里面要处理一些事情的时候，都可能会成为魔鬼他那个迷惑信徒的一个工具了。
So sometimes when the church are handling things, Satan might use those opportunity accomplish his devices.
所以他保罗是说，我们并不是不知道魔鬼的诡计，我们知道的，我们要小心。
And Paul said, "For we are not ignorant of the devices, so we should be aware."
好，这个就是我们在对初信者的那个根基里面的一个内容。
So when we are doing follow up with the newly believers, these are some of the things we need to watch out for.
第三个就是要让他能够很快的加入教会的侍奉工作。
And the third point is to help them to join church servitude.
因为有服事，信心才会真的成长。
Because faith grows through servitude.
那第四个哈，我们就是要接下去，你看书信的人哈，通常比较多的体验哈，他会很容易成为去传福音的这个精兵，他愿意去传福音分享。
And usually newly believers, they have more experience in God, and it's easier for them to become Christian soldiers of gospel, to preach the gospel.
所以通常初信的人，我们要邀请他们加入这个宣道的行列。
So we need to invite the newly believers to join this holy work.
但是一定要有人陪伴，因为这个也是很危险。有时候信仰不稳的时候，碰到那个人会讲的那个慕道者哈，或者是。其他的基督徒可能就被人家 脑筋就被人家洗脑。
But they ought to be accompanied by someone because it's still dangerous for them to go out by themselves if they encounter some other member from other denomination and they might be taken away.
我们就是有一个姐妹就是这样子。
And we had, had a sister like this.
她的家庭哦，从小都是安息日教会的背景。
So she grew up in the Seven Days Adventist.
她来到国外，哎，接触到真耶稣教会，很高兴。
And then after she came to the state, she came to know Lord Jesus Church.
哎，得圣灵哦。
And then she also received the Holy Spirit, and she was baptized.
心里很热，就赶快回去传福音给她的家人。
And then she had a fervent heart, so when she went back home, she tried to preach to her family.
其实她道理还没有明白。
But she didn't truly understand the truth.
就算安息日就好了，这么简单呢。
So just talk about the truth concerning Sabbath.
为什么真耶稣教的安息日跟安息日会安息日不一样？
Why how is the Sabbath in the Jesus Church different from that in seven days of?
他都没有搞清楚哦。
那 she
他只是觉得说来真耶稣教会守安息日很自由，很好啊。
She just thought that it's very free to come to Jesus Church to observe Sabbath because it's Sabbath on the grace.
啊，那个安息日会是旧约的，很规矩很多。
And then the Seven Days Adventists they are observing the Sabbath of the Old Testament, so they have lots of rules.
啊，其实他不了解为什么我们讲这个安典安息怎么一回事。
But she didn't truly understand what does it mean to observe Sabbath under grace.
赶快回中国去传福音给她的家人。
So after she went back to China, she tried to preach to her family.
结果回去的时候，她只有她自己一个真耶稣教会信徒，其他人都是他们原来的信仰啊。
So when she went back, she was the only TJC member.
然后开始人家就跟她质疑了。
So then right away, people started to question her belief.
那你们为什么是安息日这样的守法？
So why you observe Sabbath this way?
旧约跟新约不是应该一样的吗？
Because isn't the Old Testament should be the same as the New Testament?
他就讲了很多例子，主耶稣那个时代，人家是怎么守安息日的。
So they share with her many examples in the time of Lord Jesus Christ, how they observe Sabbath.
讲到最后没有多久，他就被转过去了。
So not long after that, she went back to her old belief.
被带回去安息日会了。
So she went back to the Seven Days Adventist.
然后反过来说，真耶稣教会是有问题的。
And then she turned back and said TJC was the one with the problem.
你就发现说，其实这个信仰真的要下功夫去追求，不然会很容易被人家搞混的。
So then we need to
除非自己有明白过。
Truly put effort into understanding the truth.
好，所以这个就是要传福音一定要。真的明白道理。
So if we want to preach the gospel, we need to understand.
不然就是旁边一定要有人。
Or we need to accompany by someone.
那这样才不会，才有一个同伴哦，可以互相帮助。
So that we have a companion that we can help one another.
好，那我们谈到那个跟进工作的类型，有几种哈，三种。
So let's talk about the three formats of follow-up.
个别性的、团体性的跟用文字性的。
There are individual follow-up, group follow-up, and also literary follow-up.
好，那个别性的跟进工作。
Let's talk about the individual.
也就是说，我们信徒，我们本身去关心这个慕道者。
So let's talk about member that individually we care for the true seeker.
那我们有些属灵的品质一定先有，不然的话，我们带要去带领慕道者，可能自己都被影响。
But before doing that, we need to first build up our own spirituality.
特别是如果那慕道者本身是很会讲话的。
Otherwise, we might be influenced, especially if we have an eloquent true seeker.
其他教会的基督徒，他的那个信仰基础已经很深了。
Or if we were trying to bring someone from other denomination, that they are already deep rooted in their belief.
哦，所以这几个我想很重要，应该是大家看很快看一下。
So let's turn to these important.
犹大书二十节。
Jude verse 20.
他说要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
That you have to build yourself up on the most holy faith.
在圣灵里祷告。
Pray in the Holy Spirit.
要保守自己在神的爱中。
Keep yourself in the love of God.
要仰望主耶稣基督的怜悯。
And looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那所以要跟进的人哦，本身一定要下功夫祷告的。
So for those who are doing the follow-up work, you have to put effort into prayer.
如果我们自己本身是那个不喜欢祷告的人呢
？If you're the kind that doesn't like to pray,
你要去跟进那些慕道者，最后。难免受影响。
And if you want to follow up with the true seekers, in the end, you might be influenced.
我们在分享的时候，很可能不知道要谈什么。
Because later on, when it comes to sharing your faith, you wouldn't know what to share about.
我们如果没有在真的在圣灵里祷告，我们的体验就变少。
Because if we do not pray in the Holy Spirit, then we don't have that much experience in God.
那 我们体验变少，很自然的。如果我们有一股热心，我们很自然就会用我们的方法去带领他。
And if we do not have experience with God, and yet we have a fervent heart, then we might use our own way to guide the true seekers.
我们很可能不会去仰望主耶稣的怜悯，主耶稣的带领。
And then we will not looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样子其实这个做工人也没有得到造就，被带领人也不会真的成长。
So if we do that, then ourselves wouldn't be edified, and then those who are led by us would not grow.
好，那哥林多前书九章十九节。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 19.
哥林多前书九章的十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 19.
那这里是说，哎，我们现在是为了我们甘心做众人的仆人哦，为要多得人，所以现在去跟进的人哦，需要有一个心态，是我是当主的仆人，来带领这个人能够认识福音。
I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. So when we are trying to do the following up work, we put ourselves as a servant to all.
对谁我们就试着做这样的人，这样，我要得到这样的人。
Whoever we preach to, we try to become that person.
哦，所以第二十二节说，像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救一些人。
And verse 22, so I've become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some.
23节说，凡我所行都是为福音的缘故。
23, now this I do for the gospel's sake.
所以什么事情呢？就忍耐。
So whatever we do, we endure.
为了要得到这些人，他们灵魂。
So that we, for the sake of saving their souls.
那这些灵魂是带到主的面前的，不是成为我们自己的跟随者。
And then these souls, we bring them into the presence of the Lord, not for the sake of following us.
所以这个都是基本装备啊。
So these are all the fundamental things we have to equip ourselves.
约翰福音十三章主耶稣说的。
And in John chapter 13, this is said by Lord Jesus Christ.
十三章的十五节。
13 verse 15.
我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。啊，主耶稣 set example。
So 15, Lord Jesus Christ said, I've given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
哦，所以我们是跟主耶稣的后面在走的啦。
So we are following the footstep of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你看主耶稣在世上留下的榜样是他怎么去传福音给那个撒玛利亚妇人哦，本来是很敌视他的。
And Lord Jesus Christ set example for us when he preached to the Samaritan woman. At first, the women despised him.
那这个人后来就这个妇人后来就信主了。
And later on, she became a believer.
而且还带了很多人来了。
And she also brought many with her.
好，那主耶稣也留下，你看他怎么去跟这以马忤斯往这个以马忤斯路上这两个门徒讲话。
And then also Lord Jesus Christ talked to his disciples on the way to Emmaus.
那最后这两个人很火热的回来了，信心恢复了。
And later on, these two disciples, their heart became fervent.
这都是主耶稣的榜样。
So all these are the examples Lord Jesus Christ left behind. And now we are following his footsteps.
也是一样在做，要做同样的事。
And we have to do likewise.
那使徒行传二十章三十五节。
And book of Acts chapter 20 verse 35.
这主耶稣说的是比受更有福。
And Lord Jesus Christ said is more blessed to give than to receive.
所以我们今天去跟进付出时间精神财务各方面，其实我们都是得福气的。
So today when we spend our energy, our time, our money, in turn we are receiving blessing.
坐在主的身上，绝对没有损失的。
And because we are doing all these for Lord Jesus Christ, and we should surely not doing.These are not in vain.
一定是得到祝福。
In the end, we should surely be blessed.
好，那所以腓立比书三章十七节是说，要效法我，像也要留心看那些照我们榜样行的人。
And in Philippians chapter 3 verse 17, here says you have to follow my example and also observe those who do likewise.
所以我们要看教会里面，我们很多长辈哈，同工啊。
And in church, we have many elders and also many holy workers.
所以有些人他们做得很好，我们要跟着他们做。
So some people they did a great good job, and then we have to follow their footsteps.
哦，所以其实，在教会里面的工作不是我们自己去开一条新的路，不是，很多事情都已经有前辈做过的。
So when we're doing works at church, we're not trying to be the pioneer because there are many people before us already.
所以要留意看那些留意哦，留心哦。 看着那些人的榜样。
So we have to take heed and look at their examples.
好，然后如果看帖撒罗尼迦前书二章的七节啊。
And that's into First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7.
帖撒罗尼迦前书二章的七节。
First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7.
他这里是说，前书二章七节哈，这里是说，你看我在你们中间存心温柔，像母亲乳养自己的孩子。
And but we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children.
那第十二节
，First 12，
是第十一节
，First 11。
那这里提到说，好像父亲带自己的儿女一样。
And just like the father does to his own children.
所以你看这里这一段呢讲。如同父母亲，又如同父亲。
So like a father, and also like a mother.
所以这个就是他的心。我们在带领的时候，那心。
So when we are leading people, this is a kind of heart we need to have.
好，这个就是要做更近的，应该要留意的。
So these are some of the things we need to watch out for when we're doing following up work.、And now let's talk about the roles of the workers.
我们是主的同工。
And we are the fellow workers of God.
基督的使者。
I was the ambassador of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是主的仆人。
We are the servant of the Lord.
我们是要跟人一起做朋友。
And we have to be friend.
所以我们现在带领他们是，其实是最后是要跟他做朋友，属灵的朋友。
So now we are guiding them, but in the end, we want to be their spiritual friend.
所以我们的角色哈，一定要注意。
So we have to know our role.
这个主人是主耶稣。
那 the master is Lord Jesus Christ.
好，所以现在我们谈到跟进的方法，特别是对慕道者的。
So now we talk about the method.
要知道对方，要认识对方的。
And we have to get to know that person.
所以要先要了解说，他为什么来慕道，谁带他来的。
And first, we have to understand why who bring them here and what's their intention.
来到教会之后，对教会的这个态度观感是什么
？And after they come to church.What's their attitude toward the truth and the church?
对我们教会祷告。
For instance, how do they feel about prayer?
或者是现在我们对教会这聚会的时候的程序。
And also, our service schedule.
这是我们的这些内容了哈，唱诗、祷告各方面的。了解一下他对整个来到教会聚会的这种 reflection.
And what's their reflection, also attitude toward our prayer?Our hymnal session, also our sermon.
之后呢，你看，一定要祷告。
And then, yeah, we have to pray.
要为这个慕道者祷告。
We have to pray for this truth seeker.
然后一定要跟他保持联系。
And we have to continue to keep in contact with them.
好，那所以有时候要打电话。
Sometimes we call them.
那有时候真的要实际上去探访他。
And sometimes we have to visit them.
那探访的时候当然就是一种交谈，一种分享。
So when we visit them, we have conversation and also we share.
我们自己本身见证，分享见证的好机会。
It is also a great opportunity for us to share with them our testimony.
所以在访问的时候，内容，这个就是我们可以把一些教会的资料拿给他参考。
And when we're doing visitation work, we can share with them some of the church magazine and also CD.
分享我们的体验，也可以借这个机会来解答他信仰的疑问。
And we use that time to share our experience and also answer their questions.
因为信慕道者或者慕道者，特别是慕道者，他一定有很多疑问的。
So because especially for truth seekers, they have a lot of questions.
我们在访问的时候，其实就是一个解答的机会。
So when we are doing visitation work, it's a chance for us to answer their questions.
那有些慕道者啊，他不是很用心，他没有什么问题。他自己也不知道哪里有问题。
Some truth seekers, they don't put too much heart into it, so they don't know what's their question.
那但是如果来久了，就慢慢真的有用心的，他就会有问题的。
But when they come to observe the truth more and more, slowly they will start having questions.
所以通常我们如果在跟慕道者接触的时候，他如果一直都没有什么问题的。
So if we come into contact with a truth seeker who didn't have any questions,
通常你就可以 sense 到哈，他基本上不是很用心在道理上的。
Then we will be able to to know that they didn't put much effort into the truth.
如果真的很用心的道理上，一定会碰到问题，一定会有冲突。
Because if they put much effort into studying the truth, for sure they will have questions.
通常如果只是来教会交交朋友的哈，打发时间的，他不会有问题的。
Because usually if they just come here to socialize to make friends, then they usually don't have.
他根本就没有真的在听道理在讲什么。
Because they didn't truly want to understand what the truth
is about. 只是来这里，很多人很好啊。
They just want to come here and then to there's to see friends and spend their time.
有朋友，有孩子来又可以玩，当然很好啊。
There are friends, and if their children are here, children are can play with other children.
还没有真的去把信仰带到他的生活里面，没有看到这个当中要怎么调整。
So they didn't truly bring faith into their life. They didn't adapt to it yet.
但他如果碰到有问题了。
But then if they encounter questions.
那表示他真的是有在想这个信仰的问题。
Then that means that they are truly thinking about this life of faith. 这个其实
是一个好现象。
So that's a good phenomenon.
那这个时候我们就要从这个地方切入去帮他解答。
And then that's an opportunity for us to answer their question.
啊，所以我们在访问的时候，在这个解答的过程当中，就是读，就是分享圣经的时候。
So when we are doing visitation work, it's also an opportunity for us to share with the, them.
好，那有时候我们读经的进度，我们读经的心得。
And also share with them our reflection in studying the Bible.
那有时候其实要唱诗歌。
And sometimes we can sing hymns.
如果有人可以弹琴呢，或者是有乐器可以配合的话，更好。
And if you at the time you have someone that can play piano or other instrument, that'll be even better.
诗歌事实上是可以带动很多工作。
Because the work of him can actually start a lot of holy work.
然后一起祷告。
And then pray together.
然后鼓励他们参加教会的一些聚会。
And continue to encourage them to attend church service.
好，那我们在跟进的时候也要注意这个态度的问题。
So when we're doing follow-up work, we have to also watch out our attitude.
有时候我们真的态度要很真诚，我要很不是那种很赶的，只是来尽一下义务，说我来看一下，然后走了。不能够很赶的。
We need to have a sincere heart. We cannot just do this holy work with a very rush
要忍耐
attitude.
要忍耐。
We also need to have perseverance.
有时候家人人家可能不欢迎你啊。
Because sometimes their family might not welcome you.
那但是在这种情况下，也是要有礼貌，要态度要很和善。
Under that kind of circumstance, you still need to be polite.
那其实我们在访问的时候，其实可以带一些人去的时候，就是可以。借这个机会，让他更认识更多同龄。
And when you're doing visitation work, you can also bring other brothers and sisters with you, so it's a chance for them to know other people.
哦，所以我们为什么说访问组需要就要去跟进的，要一个 team， 要一个团队一起做。
So that's why we said when we have visitation, we need to have a visitation group that we need to do it.
但也不能太多人，我们一次可能两三个、三个人左右、四个这样。
So, but not too many people as well. So maybe two, three, four people.
我们去访问的时候，这一次有几个人一起去，下一次可能当中有一个能够再继续去的时候，这个就是一个 connection， 一个桥梁了。
So this time, you might go with two to four people, and next time you have some of the same member.
可能就有两个是之前来过的，那是可以其他人 join。这个时候就让这些慕道者认识更多的同龄，可以有更多的接触到我们教会的。这些人哦，跟他们的见证。
So the second time you go, you might have the two people that went before, and then you also include another two new brother and sister, so that they can get to know other.
那当然，我们要考虑到这个年龄的问题了哈。
But you also have to think about the appropriate.
如果是一个年纪大的，你不能够尽是带一些年轻人去啊。
Because if you're visiting an elderly, you cannot only bring.
一定要有一些相当年纪的人，差不多有相同经验的。
You also need to introduce them, the members of some of the members of the same age.
同年纪人讲比较有话讲。
Because they have more to talk about when they're about the same age.
那我们需要能够跟他们一起参加教会的一些活动。
And we also need to accompany them to attend various church events.
所以跟进的人通常都是变成他们一个向导，进入教会生活的一个桥梁。
So those who are doing the follow-up work can become like their friend or their tour to guide them into church.
所以至少来到教会的时候，他有朋友认识人，他觉得不会很孤单。
So when they come to church, they have friends. They wouldn't feel lonely.
这很重要，所以我们一定要看到这个慕道者来的，我们一定要主动去跟他招呼，让他来到这个地方，觉得他是被关心的。
And that's very important. So when we see true seeker come to church, we need to greet them so that to let them feel that we care for them.
那我们的目标当然就是希望他们明白正道做洗礼了。
And our goal is to hope that after they understand the truth, they can be baptized.
那要洗礼之前，我们一定要好好评估他的信心程度到底在哪里。
But before baptism, we have to know where is their faith.
哦，那个就是有时候不能太急。
But we cannot do this too rush.
太急了之后，可能之后会有反效果。
Because if we do it to rush, then the result might be not.
所以要顺服圣灵的引导。
So we have to follow the guidance of the Holy
Spirit. 有时候时机成熟的时候，他受洗最好。
And when it, when we they should be baptized at the opportune time.
我们现在有时候难免被这个数字上哦，报告上给我们一个压力。这是您不到有几个人洗礼，几个人得圣灵，几个人这样，都是一个数字嘛哈。
Because
数字会说话。
Sometimes we're pressured by the numbers that's on the board during evangelical service, like how many people are baptized.
这个数字没有说现在几个人不来教会了。
But the number didn't tell us how many stopped coming to church.
洗礼完之后，几年之后，这个人跑掉了。
The number didn't tell us after they're baptized.How many years later, they,
不管怎么样，他都不来了，他就不来聚会，不要跟教会接触了。
That they no longer want to come to church, or they don't want to have any.
就没有真的具体这个数字去看我们，看到我们说，哎，我们如果很快的要去想要一个人受洗之后，那可是会不会后面人像这些跑掉？我们都没有去报告他。
So we didn't have a report, or we didn't see the consequence of baptizing them too fast.
好，所以这个就是要评估了哈，到底适不适合洗礼。
So this is something that we have to think about.
那除了个人之外，还有团体的。
So other than individual follow up, there's also follow up in.
那团体的部分是表示是教会的工作。
So when it comes to group, this is the work of the church.
所以其实我们今天教会这么久以来，我们很多很多慕道者。
And we have a lot of truth seekers.
我们要把这个慕道者的资料加以分裂。
And we have to organize and put in category.
真的有兴趣就道理的，加强的去访问他。
That those who truly have the heart to study the truth, then we follow up on them even more.
有的是对信仰无关紧要的，他不是很积极。
Because some people they didn't really want to come to know the truth.
但是他喜欢跟教会做朋友。
But they like to be friends with the members.
那我们就跟他保持联系。
We continue to keep in contact with them.
那到最后，让他愿意跟教会能够我们变门访问，我们可以跟他有一个深入沟通的时候，他就有机会在教会来真的查考道理了。
So in the end, if we're willing to receive visitation from church, then maybe we can continue to study the truth with them.
那这个就是第二级的。那我们如果有一些时间的话，我们就来做这些人的跟进工作。
So we can put them into the second category. If we have extra time, then we can do the follow-up work on them.
啊，有些人只是因为碍于这个面子，邀请朋友邀请啊，所以他来教会参加活动，我们就留下一个记录，就这样而已。
And some people they come because their friend invite them, so they just come one time.
可能只是一次的访问探来的访客而已。
So maybe they just here one time.
那这些人呢，我们就把一些教会的活动寄给他们了。
And so for this kind of truth seeker, we can just send them some of our church brochure.
那所以那除了这个把这个资料库建立之后，接下去我们要有慕道班嘛，这个教会里面都有的。
So after we split these all these information into category and put them into data.
啊，接下去其实要办这个慕道者联谊会是蛮重要的。
And then later on, we should have a meeting between.
这个联谊会是意思就是说。联谊会就是像一个活动哦，是专门针对慕道者所办的活动。
So we should have an activity that's set up for just the truth seekers.
所以让慕道者跟慕道者可以有一个分享呢。
So that between the truth seekers, they can have sharing.
我们现在在美国这里的，因为环境的关系，很少有这个活动。
And now in the state, because of our environment, we didn't have this kind of activities.
教会比较密集的地方就可以做到了。
So for those churches that are more dense,
因为比如说你在附近的教会，他们都有几个慕道者办一个联谊活动、见证会，或者是一些诗歌分享，那些慕道者本身可以自己谈一谈他们的经验。
Because for some churches, for some places, they have churches that's close to each other, so they actually have an activity where all the truth seekers from different churches can come together and they have a testimony session or a hymnal session.
那有时候又可以访问了，访问教会啊。
And at the same time, it's also a chance for different churches to visit one another.
那看到其他教会，他说：“哦，原来真耶稣教会不是只有在这个地方这么少人啊。”
So there's also a chance for the truth seeker to get to know TJC in other locations.
那除了这个之外，这个就教会的团契能够，如果能够发挥功能的话。 就把由各团契来带领这些相对应的这些年龄层的人，其实也是一个很好的跟进。
And the fellowship in each church can also take turn to do this follow-up work.
但是根据，比如说这个，如果是妇女团契，那有些姐妹啊，就能够去帮关心这些女性的慕道者的话，其实也是会比那个弟兄去关心更好。
For instance, this fellowship member can take care of the female true seekers.
好，那对初信的。
And for those who are newly believed.
我想这个我们应该大家都很熟悉的，像小 baby 一样照顾他。
And I think we're familiarized with the teaching that we have to take care of them like a little baby.
要注重家庭访问。
And we have to emphasize on visitation work.
那这个其实是保罗的做法。
And that's also the work of Paul.
你看《使徒行传》第十五章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 15.
他第一次去宣道旅程，建立了许多教会。
In his first ministry work, he established many churches.
他现在几年之后，第三十六节，他说过了些日子，保罗跟巴拿巴说，来。我们可以回到从前宣传主道的个人，看望弟兄们情况如何。
Verse 36, then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, to see how they're doing."
看他们情况，就是关心他们的生活，他们现在信仰有没有遇到一些挑战
？See how they're doing. This is referring to care for their work and see what they are.Encountering in their faith.
信仰上有没有什么问题
？If they have any problem,
如果有的话，赶快跟他们解决。
And if they do, they have to help them.
要能够及时发现问题，能够按时分粮。
So they have to first see if there's any problem, and then feed them accordingly.
第三个就是要真的能够陪伴他们建立这个灵修的生活。
And the third step is to accompany them andTo cultivate their faith,
要能够参加聚会，定期参加聚会。
They have to come to attend service regularly.
能够真的有祷告的生活。
And they need to have a life of prayer.
所以需要有同伴一起。
So this, they need to have partners.
所以
companions
这个要带领出信的这些我们的信徒本身就是要成为他们的属灵的同伴。
So for those who are doing follow-up work, they need to become their spiritual companion.
邀请他们参加聚会。
And also invite them to come to attend service.
所以洗礼完的出信的信徒，一定要让他们除了安息日聚会之外，其他的聚会也能够参与。
For those who are newly baptized, other than attending Sabbath, they need to attend weekly service.
不能够只是到洗礼完之后就很自然的变成安息日的信徒了。
Because they cannot just become a Sabbath believer after they're baptized.
还有这个教会的生活之后，现在就是要进入这个服事的行列了。
And after that, they need to be part of the work of the holy work.
让他们能够成为主的精兵哦，
so that they can become Christian soldier of God and live out the image of God.
加太书四章十九节。
In Galatians chapter 4 verse 19.
我们上次的灵会的这个主题，我小子啊。我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
And this is the topic for our last spiritual convocation, my little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you.
所以要让基督成形在心里，这是一个长期的功夫。
And this takes much work to have Christ formed in you.
好，所以这些重点呢，我想我们应该都很清楚了。
And I'm pretty sure we are familiar with these important points.
那现在这些出信者的联谊，其实这个就是跟慕道者的联谊，有时候可以一起办的。在台湾的教会基本上都会有。
And church in Taiwan, they combine the seminar of the true seekers with the seminar
fellowship,
the fellowship of the newly baptized.
那所以这个教会的一些现况，现在教会的发展、组织各方面，都让他们有一个能熟悉。
So that they can also have an introduction of the church organization, the current issue in the church, and also some of the church life rules.
然后让他们了解自己的恩赐，他们能够加入哪一种服事的行列。
And make them discover what's their talent, so that they can join.Holy work accordingly.
然后现在可以有一些机会让他们爱心的服事的时候，他们也会很积极的。
And also, if they have a chance to serve, then they can.
好，所以这个就是现在出信的跟慕道者的这个跟进的一些概要了哈。
So these are some of the main points when it comes to following up with the true seekers and also newly baptized members.
好，那我们这个内容就到这里，我们接下去休息一下，然后再来讨论。
So let's take a break and we will have the discussion.
我们一起低头默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.